While nonviolence was certainly a part of the 60s, violent protests also took place. On the University of Illinois campus, students actively staged physical, attention-grabbing protests. Debbie Cox was part of a protest that started out peaceful.
About noon, there was a demonstration began in the electrical engineering building where the recruiters were. Students sat down, police came, tried to remove us, and we locked arms, and they started removing us. But some of the students became violent. They wouldn't allow themselves to be removed. They started resisting, and they started throwing chairs, and they started throwing rocks through windows, and I left immediately. So I went back to my dorm, and I had a knitting lesson that night. And so I went to the Art Mart. I was on the second floor learning how to knit when I heard rocks being hurled through the windows of the businesses down below. And the owner of the Art Mart said, don't anyone go out until law and order has been reestablished. I looked out and I thought, oh my goodness, the revolution is happening. People are going to ask me where I was on this night, and I'm going to have to say I was taking a knitting lesson. I'm going to join the revolution.
Cox ended up joining that protest, knitting it all. A little while later, the police arrived.
They came to the intersection there in front of the alma mater, and a few of the students, including the male student next to me, started hurling, you know, epithets at them. Here come the pigs, oink, oink, you know. And one of the policemen stopped and said, okay, you're violating curfew, you're going in. And I said, hey, what about me? Isn't this a little bit of a double standard? Don't you want to take me? I'm still out here, and it's curfew. The policeman said, oh, no, we want you to go back to your dorm. It's too rough for you out here, young lady, which incensed me. I said, you've got to take both of us. So I said, okay, I'll give you a reason for taking me, and I kicked him in the shins. And then he really changed his tone. He said, okay, sister, get in, and he clamped the handcuffs on me and took me to the jail, where I spent the night in maximum security. And I became very incensed. I think that's why they put me in maximum security. They said, okay, you want to protest, we'll give you protest.
Can't stand it no more. People dying, crying for help for so many years.